NASA's Juno probe achieved something this week that required being within 1,500 kilometers of Io's surface, the first subsurface temperature measurement of Jupiter's most volcanic moon. Io is the most geologically active body in the solar system. It has over 400 active volcanic regions, driven by tidal forces from Jupiter's immense gravity constantly squeezing and heating the moon's interior. Getting a subsurface temperature reading, rather than just a surface measurement, tells scientists about the depth and distribution of that heat, which has implications for how we model tidal heating on moons throughout the outer solar system, including Europa and Enceladus, which are targets for future life detection missions.
The coral bleaching study is the kind of research that reframes an entire scientific debate. The finding is that climate change, not El Niño, is responsible for all major coral bleaching events. This is significant because El Niño has often been used as an explanatory factor, implying that bleaching is a cyclical phenomenon that reefs can recover from between events. If the primary driver is long-term ocean warming from climate change, the recovery window shrinks dramatically with each subsequent event.
To be precise about the mechanism, coral bleaching happens when water temperatures rise above a threshold that causes corals to expel the symbiotic algae living in their tissue. Those algae provide up to 90% of the coral's energy. Without them, the coral turns white, bleaches. And if temperatures don't return to normal within weeks, the coral dies. The 2014 to 2017 bleaching event killed roughly 50% of the Great Barrier Reef. The study's argument is that without the baseline warming from climate change, the El Niño temperature spike alone would not have pushed those events above the bleaching threshold.
The European wildfire situation deserves coverage here too. France evacuating 40,000 people from Cap Ferret, a coastal peninsula near Bordeaux, while Spain declares a national emergency as blazes approach. Madrid is a reminder that extreme fire events in southern Europe are no longer rare anomalies. The EU's civil protection mechanism that Macron activated is the bloc's collective disaster response infrastructure. Activating it means France has formally assessed the situation as exceeding national response capacity alone.
Madrid being threatened by wildfire is particularly striking because it's not a rural or coastal area. It's the capital region of the fifth largest economy in Europe, with a metropolitan population of 6.8 million. When the fire risk reaches that urban-rural interface at this scale, the economic and logistical consequences of evacuation orders become enormous. Insurance markets in southern Europe have been repricing wildfire risk sharply for 3 years running, and this summer's events will accelerate that trend.
The FCC's approval of the upper C-band spectrum auction is the science and technology policy story that will have the most direct economic impact over the next 5 years. Creating a 440 megahertz superband by combining the upper C-band with the lower C-band gives wireless carriers a substantially larger mid-band block than currently exists in the United States. Mid-band spectrum is the sweet spot for 5G. It provides better coverage than high-band millimeter wave and better capacity than low-band. Auctioning 160 megahertz of it by July 2027 will generate significant federal revenue and meaningfully improve 5G network capacity for consumers.